Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisión Numian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Radio Nova, and this is the concluding part of our Ours to Protect feature on food waste. Over the last few weeks, we've been looking at what percentage of our food is wasted and how we can cut back on that waste. This week, we're looking at new businesses that are beginning to appear in towns and cities across the country that help to cut down on food waste and cut out all the unnecessary packaging we find on most products and also stock healthier, natural products. It's time to find out...
What is a refill store?
To find out, I travelled to the Cult Zero Refill Store in Trim in County Meath and met with its owner, Anne McCartney Cutbill. I started off by asking Anne what the concept is behind the refill store.
So the idea is to make shopping without packaging and waste as convenient and affordable as possible. That was my goal. As I'd been shopping organic for a long time, going to the food co-op in Dublin and the markets up there. And when we moved down to Trim, the options were limited. And it was expensive to buy organic as a single income family with small kids. So my goal is to make it accessible. There is a cost of living crisis at the moment. And I think there's this misconception that shopping package-free is more expensive, which is actually a fallacy. And if you think about all the fancy packaging in supermarkets, we're paying for that packaging. We're paying for the beautiful branding. We're paying for the the big adverts and the POS signs and the adverts on the telly. If you strip all of that away and go back to basics, it is cheaper. Like,
the thing that you mentioned there about the people are paying for that packaging, the packaging that's there to make us want to buy a product, and we're actually paying for that anyway.
Usually it's a bigger packaging size than we need. Like, if you're just doing a recipe, you only need 100 grams of sultanas, or you only need smoky paprika or something maybe obscure to your usual cooking habits. You have to buy a whole entire packet of that, and then it sits in the press for like 6 years until you move house, and then you pull it out and you're like, oh my god, do you remember when we tried to make that lamb tagine that never hit the rotation? Exactly. So there's so much waste there as well. So you're wasting your money, you're wasting food. Like, Ireland throws away more food than any nation in Europe. Like, one fifth of what we buy goes in the bin. So if you take that wasted money and use that to buy better quality food, it's a win-win.
So talk us through what you have in the store here and the different products. What do you sell?
Basically all your dried pantry ingredients, so everything from rices, mooseys, granolas, the usual breakfast ingredients for your overnight oats and your porridge. We try and get as much as possible locally. Like, we have the Ballybredo oats from Tipperary, dried fruits, which is a big hit with the toddlers and the kids for school, the nuts, all the herbal loose teas, herbs and spices. Yep, they would be especially cheaper than the ones you'd buy in the supermarket. The average margin on herbs and spices in the supermarket is 1,000%. Mine is nowhere near that.
And I see as well on all the products, there's one word that's the same on every jar. It's on the top of every product, and that word is organic.
Yes. For me, doing this and not doing it organic just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
I think it has to be as environmentally sound as possible from start to finish, and I think growing food organically is the only way forward. We have to look after our soil, we have to look after our land, and spraying that with pesticides is not sustainable for the future. So
the products that you have here, there's a lot, as you said, of dried and stuff for the pantry. What else do you have in the store? I'm just looking around here, there's a lot of cleaning products.
Yeah, if we had just stuck with package-free food, we probably wouldn't be here right now. We try and keep all this as affordable as possible. So we had to bring in other products for products that people are interested in as well, that they couldn't get anywhere else. But the cleaning products is an important one, because everything we use to clean our houses and ourselves, it goes on our skin, largest organ of the body. It's all absorbed. It matters what you put onto your skin, as people are starting to realise more widely now. But it also goes into the water system, and then it goes into the land, which then goes back into our food. So, you know, we might be using all these corrosive materials in our houses, which we're also inhaling. They're around our kids, our pets, or whatever. But then it's going into the water, into the land, back into us again. You know, like, it's quite short-sighted. So what we've got is natural, some organic. We've got ingredients, but a lot of people will have heard of Nancy Birtwistle. She's massive on Instagram and TikTok. We've got all the ingredients that she calls for in her natural green cleaning book. there, so like sodium bicarbonate, citric acid. People are getting more interested in doing it themselves, you know, going back to basics.
Yeah, and making your own cleaning solutions.
Yeah, and like you don't need 25 things in the kitchen under the kitchen sink. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? You need something for, you know, something for cleaning the surfaces, something for washing the dishes. And then a lot of the time they're interchangeable. You know, all this marketing, we're bombarded with marketing.
Yeah. And then what else do you have as we go, if we walk around the store here?
Yeah, so we cover anything you need for the cleaning, dishes, laundry, whatever. Even your sponges matter, what you're washing the dishes with, because microplastics then are going into the water from your sponges. So try and find things that are compostable, made from natural materials, is really important to us. We have toilet brushes, we have metal and glass food storage, and we have reusable coffee cups, which I think is becoming...
It's becoming the norm. It is kind of, and even like looking around the store here, you know that, you know, that this involves people bringing in containers, filling up the containers, bringing the containers home.
Yeah, it's an effort.
And you're not, but it was as well about plastic bags first. You know, people thought this is too difficult. How could we ever possibly do this? Yeah. Plastic bags have a place inside the front door where you store them, and then you bring them with you when you're going shopping. And the same with the coffee container, the same with, you know, for going to refill stores, the packaging that you need.
It's about changing your habits, isn't it? And just putting a little bit of consideration into your day, like you say, grabbing the bags before you leave, keeping your coffee cup in the car, you know, keeping a spare cutlery set in your backpack if you know you're going to be out for lunch, or if you don't know, it's just small changes. I think there's a place for everybody on the path to step into it. So whatever's easy for you, whether it's going to the refill shop or bringing your cup with you, it all matters.
And then we have all these organic teas and coffees and stuff like that.
I know, we have lovely coffee that's roasted up in Carrick on Shannon, our Tessa, that's organic coffee. We have like pastas and dried fruits, tinned fruits. We have Irish seaweed, that's popular now. I think we're kind of taking a little bit more, I think people are thinking a little bit more about where their food's coming from, and seaweed is a massive part of our history and our heritage, eating seaweed, and it's one of those foods that covers all the bases, and it's just so good for us, but we've kind of forgotten about it. We don't know what to do with it.
What else do we have? There's various olive oils and all these.
Yeah, organic olive oil. Like, a lot of it's really important to get a lot of your foods, if you can, in glass, if you can't get them loose, because obviously the plastics can leach into your food. So we have honey here from Hannah's Bee. She's down in Cork. So she does Irish heather honey, which is actually, they did a study in Trinity College to show that Irish heather honey is better than Manuka honey.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So we're buying this Manuka honey from New Zealand. It's getting shipped across the world. When we have better on our own doorstep, it's been produced locally, which is amazing.
And what's it called again?
Hannah's Bees heather honey. So heather honey. If you, there's a study done by Trinity, so it's great. She does amazing stuff.
So, and there's everything else, you know, there's pasta sauces and everything else that you could want from your shop. It doesn't cover every single thing, but it covers an awful lot of
almost,
it.
And as you said,
it's getting used to and making that slight little mind shift about getting used to going in and bringing containers with you and going in and filling your stuff for, because it does work out cheaper. We do it ourselves. We go in and we fill up cartons for the washing machine and all that kind of stuff, you know.
But and you don't have to have anything fancy to do it either. Like, one of my customers was in yesterday, Killian, and he uses a super milk carton to put the shower gel into, because it's easy to transport, it's light, it's leak proof or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just brings that in every week, and we have people bringing in containers for like 5 or 6 years, the same one every single week, and refilling it. Like, that's amazing.
And there's a drawer in or a press in everybody's house that's full of these containers. You're going, we'll use them at some stage.
Exactly.
This is it.
Or those lovely glass
moment.
Jars that you don't want to throw away, because you're like, oh, but it's so pretty. But you can use it for your oats or for your spices or your bath salts. You know, you can make it aesthetically pleasing at the same time. Do you know, like, it's...
And thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Tarek. It was lovely.
That's Anne McCartney, cut bill there from the Cult Zero Refill Store in Trim. Food waste is a global problem that has environmental, social and economic consequences. More than 1/4 of the food produced globally is wasted, and it's a significant contributor to climate change, as food loss and waste contribute to up to 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. Growing, processing and transporting food all use significant amounts of resources such as land, water and energy. It's estimated that Ireland generates almost 1 million tonnes of food waste each year. This equates to 162 kilograms of food waste per person, and is higher than the EU average at 132 kilograms. Arista Protect will return again on September 14th with the first of next month's feature with myself, Track O'Brien, on here on Radio Nova.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television license fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.